Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 2. For in Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were also circumcised, with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
John 10, verse 10 says that through Christ, those of us who are believers are offered a life that's abundant and fully alive. Yet how many of us would say we fully appropriated that life? Sadly, not many. We tend to define fully alive by earthly things like relationships, physical health, and tangible possessions. But Jesus had more in mind, specifically spiritual treasures. Some of these belong to us now, and some are reserved for heaven. In today's reading, when Paul wrote about being alive in Christ, he used illustrations of circumcision and baptism. To what spiritual treasures do they point? Treasure number one. New nature. From the moment we're saved, Christ lives within us. Our old nature is replaced by a spiritually healthy one. Treasure number two, new freedom. Our salvation liberates us from the penalty of sin because Jesus satisfied the demands of our debt at the cross. There is no more guilt. True freedom is more valuable than any earthly possession. And treasure number three, new standard of conduct. Upon salvation, we are delivered from legalism, the expressing of faith by adhering to rules. Instead, we live by faith in Christ and experience an intimate relationship with Him through His Spirit. We who are alive in Christ possess great, lasting riches. Now that's living.